Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Jaya Godadha Shivasadi
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on December 22, 1982 in New Orleans, Louisiana. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 20, Verse 3.
Translation by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I am the grandson of Maharaja Prahlad. How can I withdraw my promise because of greed for money when I have already said that I shall give this land? How can I behave like an ordinary cheater, especially toward a brahmana? Translation with repetition. I am the grandson of Maharaja Prahlad. How can I withdraw my promise?
How can I withdraw my promise?
Because of greed for money.
Because of greed for money.
When I have already said.
When I have already said.
That I shall give this land.
That I shall give this land.
How can I behave?
How can I behave?
Like an ordinary cheater.
Like an ordinary cheater.
Especially toward a brahmana.
Especially toward a brahmana.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bali Maharaja had already been blessed by his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj. Therefore he was a pure devotee. Although born in a family of demons, there are two kinds of highly elevated devotees called Sadhana Siddha and Kripa Siddha. Sadhana Siddha refers to one who has become a devotee by regular execution of the regulative principles mentioned in the sastras, as ordered and directed by the spiritual master. If one regularly executes such devotional service, he will certainly attain perfection in due course. But there are other devotees who may not have undergone all the required details of devotional service, but who, by the special mercy of Guru and Krishna, the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, have immediately attained the perfection of pure devotional service. Examples of such devotees are the Yajnapati Patnis, the Yajnapatnis, Maharaja Bali and Sukadev Goswami. The Yajnapatnis were the wives of ordinary brahmanas engaged in fruitive activities. Although the brahmanas were very learned and advanced in Vedic knowledge, they could not achieve the mercy of Krishna Balaram. Whereas their wives achieved complete perfection in devotional service, despite their being women. Similarly, Vairochani Bali Maharaj received the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. And by Prahlad Maharaj's mercy, he also received the mercy of Lord Vishnu, who appeared before him as a brahmachari beggar. Thus, Bali Maharaj became a Kripa Siddha because of the special mercy of both Guru and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms this favor. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lota Beej. C.C. Madhya 19.151. Bali Maharaj, by the grace of Prahlad Maharaj, got the seed of devotional service. And when that seed developed, he achieved the ultimate fruit of that service, namely love of Godhead. Prema Pumartho Mohan. Immediately upon the appearance of Lord Vamanadev, Bali Maharaj regularly maintained devotion for the Lord, and because he was purified, the Lord appeared before him. Because of unalloyed love for the Lord, he then immediately decided, I shall give this little dwarf brahmana whatever he asks from me. This is a sign of love. Thus Bali Maharaj is understood to be one who received the highest perfection of devotional service by special mercy. Thus in the purport of text 3, chapter 20, canto 8, of the Bhaktivedanta purports in the manner of Bali Maharaja surrenders the universe. So, yesterday someone was asking that what will be the result if someone who is not following principles gets Krishna prasad, or if someone who is not following all the devotional principles somehow or another chants Hare Krishna, what will be the result? Well, here we see that Bali Maharaj, he was not following all the principles of devotional service in a strict way. Rather, simply by the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, he was able to surrender unto the Lord. This is the symptom of pipasati. Similarly, by the mercy of a devotee, even a person may not be fully following all the devotional aspects, but that can create all good fortune for that person. The devotees are out on the Sankirtan Yajna, and there are so many people whom they meet. You see, those people are not generally following devotional principles, but by the special mercy of the devotees who are giving them books, who are giving them prasadam, who are engaging them in devotional service, those fortunate souls have their spiritual life begun, even though they may not have considered it in that way, nor had they made any specific plan to achieve that benediction. It simply happened by special mercy. So this special mercy is something that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been giving out very liberally. In fact, that's the special nomenclature, the special characteristic of Lord Chaitanya's incarnation, of his descent into this material world, that he gives out his mercy most liberally. Not considering that, well, this person is qualified, this person is unqualified. This one you can give the mercy to, this one you neglect. No. Everyone without that consideration is being offered the mercy. Now it's up to them to what extent they're able to take the mercy. If they want to take the mercy and utilize it for the purpose of serving Krishna, then their life is perfected. If they take the mercy and they misuse it, they use it simply for some type of sense gratification, then what is the use? Prabhupada, in his poem, Vrindavane Bhajan, he describes that in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, there were two cousin brothers fighting, namely Arjuna and Duryodhana. Now, the difference is that although Arjuna and Duryodhana were both fighting, Duryodhana knew his relationship with Krishna. He was fighting after hearing Bhagavad Gita in the consciousness that this is simply an offering to the Lord. So even though the barriers, even though they are both fighting, but one, because that person, Arjuna, was in consciousness of Krishna, one achieved eternal life, was victorious, and was celebrated as the greatest of all devotees, while the other, for all his hard work and battles, simply achieved a change of body, simply achieved his death. This is the nature of the material world. If a person, he may surround himself with his relatives, or may surround himself with so many type of protections, may think that he is very wise and very expert in terms of his material knowledge, his material acquisitions, but in spite of all those soldiers, they're all fallible soldiers. They're all fallible soldiers, and ultimately that person simply achieves death in spite of all these fallible soldiers. So here we see that if one gets the special mercy of Guru and Krishna, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lota Beach, by that mercy, then it's possible to actually return back to home, back to Godhead, to ultimately get the mercy of Krishna. One simply waters the devotional creeper, and the devotional creeper grows and grows and grows until finally it breaks through the material world, goes into the Brahma Jyoti, breaks through the Brahma Jyoti, and goes up to the Vaikuntha Lokas, goes beyond the Vaikuntha Lokas to the spiritual abode of Krishna. Chintamani prakara sadama sukalpa briksha laksha briteshu suravira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra satasam ramasevyamano govindamadi purusha tamaham bhajami. So, there in the Chintamani Dham, that devotional creeper finally takes shelter of Radha and Krishna. There at the lotus feet of Radha Krishna, when it takes shelter, then that creeper expands and it produces so many flowers and so many fruits. Those flowers and fruits are again distributed to so many other devotees, innocent people. So in this way, the devotional creeper grows simply by the gardener, the devotee, watering while serving here in the material world. That watering process is hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. So we should consider who we want to follow. We can follow Arjuna or we can follow Duryodhan. If you want to follow Duryodhan, then you'll have one result. If you want to follow Arjuna, then you'll have another result. So naturally the intelligent person can choose what he wants to do. Whether he wants to follow Arjuna or Duryodhana. So the devotees in the Sankirtan movement, they accept Krishna as their Parthasarathi, as the chariot driver, to the order of Shastra and Guru and Sadhu. And they allow Krishna to guide them through his representatives and through the books which he has spoken and written down through Vyasadeva. And this way the devotee's success is assured by taking always a shelter of the Lord. This special mercy, to be able to get this mercy, even though there's no qualification that one can see for it, that is known as kripasiddhi. That is a special mercy. If somebody gets the mercy very quickly without even trying for it very hard, or not at all, that person is considered to be a kripasiddha, but someone who has got the mercy of the Lord, by that mercy that person has become liberated. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By that mercy, a person becomes situated in pure devotional service, from whence he never forgets his relationship with Krishna. Therefore, at every obstacle, the devotee always survives, always is victorious. You see, never perishes. Krishna promises, Name bhakta vinashati, my devotee shall never perish. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions? Yes?
Why is it often said that special mercy is obtained?
Well, it's not said about Lord Chaitanya, but ordinarily Krishna doesn't give special mercy so much. You don't find it. It's very rare. How many you can count them? Kubja got special mercy. Bali Maharaj got special mercy. The Gopis got some special mercy. Some of the queens in Dwarka, they got special mercy. But out of so many millions of living entities, getting that special mercy is rare. Generally, special mercy is given directly by the Lord or by His representative. So they're also very rare. Out of millions and millions of people, you'll find only one is a pure devotee of Krishna. So if they're the only ones giving out special mercy, then isn't that quite rare? In any case, special mercy is very valuable. It's a priceless commodity. So one should always be hankering, Prabhupada advises, for the special mercy of Guru and Gauranga. Hare Krishna.
Then in the Mukti Devotion, it says that one should, as a servant, serve always expect the special mercy of Krishna.
No, you mean expect the mercy of Krishna. It doesn't say expect the special mercy of Krishna. You hope for special mercy and you expect the mercy of Krishna. You expect the shelter of Krishna. You expect that one day Krishna will give you the special mercy. He'll give at His own sweet will, at His own sweet time. That's not something that we can expect it for 1 year or 1 week or 1 day or 1 hour, and then if we don't get it, then we feel, oh, Krishna has not given special mercy. He has let me down. Right? I did Sankirtan for 1 day and it wasn't good enough. Didn't get Krishna's special mercy. Maybe I shouldn't do Sankirtan anymore. I should do something else. To keep on trying to do one's service and hope and pray for the mercy of Krishna. Krishna has given His special mercy to so many. Why won't He give also to a devotee who's sincerely serving Him? But one should put oneself in the most favorable position for getting Krishna's special mercy. No one has any claim to get pure love for Godhead. Only claim Narottam Das Thakur expressed was that he was the most fallen of the fallen and that Lord Chaitanya was the most merciful of all. Therefore, he felt that his claim was that he was so fallen, therefore he should be delivered first. Hare Krishna. How does he give special mercy? In so many ways. Preaches to the devotees, explains to them devotional service, prays to Krishna that the devotee may be accepted into devotional service. If a devotee is accepted into devotional service, that special mercy. And special mercy goes on in so many different ways. Here the word white says special mercy. You can't, if you want to mean, since you know, when a split hair is about the whole thing. That special mercy, what is the special mercy? It means that that even the person's not following rules and regulations and so many things, wasn't, you know, living in the ashram for, you know, and so many things. He was just, he was a king of demons, but he was the grandson of Prahlad. So even in spite of not being otherwise so qualified in terms of, you know, just sadhana bhakti, still by some special mercy, that means by the well wishes of Prahlad Maharaj, just by his wish, just by his favorable desire, that alone was enough to lay the groundwork so Bali Maharaj could develop this spontaneous love for Vamanadeva. It's not that the mercy of the spiritual master has to be in a visible way, but just by his favorable wishes, by his favorable desires, a person can advance in Krishna consciousness. But when a person starts to advance, then one naturally should become more and more responsible to repay that special mercy. One takes it, whatever advancement one has achieved is due to the mercy of the spiritual master in response to one's desire. In most cases, and when there was no desire, then you know it was special mercy. I had no desire to be a devotee. Somehow I came to deliver the milk and the devotees kept giving me cookies I can see that by their special mercy I became a devotee. That someone may actually come here looking for Krishna because there's some problem that person has, or he wants to know about something, or is looking for God. You see, comes here, starts to practice. You see, so that you can say that's ordinary mercy. And if somebody comes and is just completely not the slightest desire at all for spiritual life, you know, visibly there, still the devotee goes out of his way to just engage that person, giving some prasad or some whatever. So that's a special mercy. It's not that the person really did anything to deserve it, or even desires it much. See, it's just devotee out of his own. Let me help this person. Is that all right? You agree? Okay. Haribol.